To turn your attention to the New Testament, the book of Romans, and I'd like to read a scripture and then preach. And as was already mentioned, I'd like for us to end the preaching today right around this altar area, believing God for miracles and believing God to answer prayer. And I would ask for you to join me in using your faith today. And if it's not for you, for someone near you in this sanctuary that needs a blessing today. Romans chapter 4, this is speaking of Abraham, who is so famous, especially in the Old Testament, but certainly the father of faith, even for us New Testament believers. And God, through his word, makes a statement about Abraham that is very, very powerful. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 20, as I've been praying and seeking the Lord for this moment, this is the verse that he led me to. I'd like to read it for you right now. Romans 4 and verse 20, speaking of Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Everybody say strong in faith. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You know, when you are strong in faith, you give God lots of glory. And so I would like for you to consider that if there is a promise that you have from the Lord, there's a whole lot riding on this promise that's even bigger than you getting your need met or even God answering your prayer. As God responds to your faith, he's going to receive glory. You're going to be telling your friends and family. You're going to be telling people at work or at school, look what God did for me. And so really, sometimes stuff happens to us and we don't realize there's a bigger agenda happening, and that is the will and purpose of God. And how can I give God glory? And so I want to preach, and I feel like the Lord, and I know this sounds a little bit strong to say it this way, but this is the way that it came to me. It's as if God impressed in my heart this thought, tell the people on Sunday that from God's perspective, as he sees you right where you are, he would say to you, you are strong in faith. What an amazing endorsement from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that he would look across this audience and he'd say, you right there, you are strong in faith. You know, it's great when God speaks to us in a thought or in some sort of impression, but I'd like for God to use you. Why don't you look at somebody and just say, you know what? I feel like the Lord would tell you right now, you are strong in faith. Why don't you say that to somebody? You are strong in faith. Look at somebody else and say, you know what? You may not realize this, but you are strong. Don't ask him about football scores. Tell him you are strong. Don't invite him out for lunch after church. Tell him you are strong in faith. I wonder if on the count of three, you'd all look at me and say the same thing. One, two, three. Well, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord Jesus, we want you to move right now through the preaching of your word. We're asking you right now, God, even for some that may be watching, by the authority of the word of God and by the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every doubt and every distraction in Jesus' name. And we release faith into the atmosphere, to the preaching of your word, that miracles will happen in this building and beyond this building, because this sanctuary is filled with brothers and sisters that are strong in faith. In Jesus' name, let it be so. Let's thank the Lord, because you know the atmosphere has just changed. Something has shifted because the gift of faith is already operating in this place today. Let's clap our hands and let's shout unto God, because just like that, your faith and my faith is linked together. God is doing something great. God bless you. You may be seated. Brother Byfield, I'm going to need your help here in a minute. I know we didn't get a chance to rehearse this, but when I say you, I want you to say, who, me? Are you ready? Maybe we can help you with this with a mic. We'll just use this mic, okay? We'll go in slow motion. All right? Brother Byfield, you... I said we're doing it in slow motion. Now, that was good. You...
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You are strong in faith. You see, when the Lord gave that to me, it's as if I responded with that question. Now, God, there's going to be somebody out there in that sanctuary that's going to say, who, me? I'm the one that's strong. And he said, yeah, that's the one you're preaching to today, is that very one that when you say you are strong in faith, they're going to say, who, me? Yes, you. You are strong in faith. I'm certain that God wanted you to know on this particular Sunday, and I don't know exactly who you are. I'm not sure God uses me that way, but I can guarantee you that there is someone here, and perhaps more than one, that you might think right at this moment that you don't have near as much faith as other people around you. And I believe God would say to you, you are strong in faith. Now, he gave me a few little ways to try to convince you, and I'll just tell you, after I've convinced you, it's going to take more than the words of a man. You're going to have to say, God, speak to me through your word right now and convince me that sure enough, I am strong in faith. So here's the first reason why I have total confidence that you are strong in faith. It's from Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. One portion of that passage says, think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure. Everybody say measure. The measure of faith. I don't know how many of you are bakers, like our superstar, all-star bakers at the picnic, but even if you're not one of those professional bakers, you know what it's like to take a measuring cup and put something in there, measure it out, and put it there in the recipe. Well, that's what I'm saying here. The Word of God says every person has a measure of faith. Now, I know as you look up here at this little bottle, it doesn't seem like much. In fact, my goodness, right over here, there is even a greater measure of water in this bottle. And perhaps if somebody would run over to the kitchen and grab me a pitcher, don't do it, I'm just kidding. We could come out here with this big pitcher of water, and we'd say, my goodness, compared to this little measure, there are so many measures that seem more impressive, and that's how some of us look at our faith. We are tempted to discredit and discount our little itsy-bitsy measure of faith as though, yeah, I think it's probably true that I've got some faith. I imagine the Word of God can be trusted that says I have a measure of faith. But oh, how I wish I had more faith, and how I wish I had his faith or their faith. I want you to know the reason why I am preaching that you are strong in faith is because I am convinced that the Word of God indicates the amount of faith that you have is exactly the amount of faith that you need. If God has given you a measure of faith, it's because God knows that's exactly the measure that you need today to walk out of here with your blessing, with your victory, with your miracle. So don't judge your faith by the faith of somebody else. Instead, say, wait a minute, I've got a measure of faith, and that's all I need to have strong faith that God is going to do something great. Oh, would you clap your hands if you believe it right now? I think it begs the question. Maybe some of you are thinking of what I'm thinking. God, if you've given me a measure of faith, how much faith do I have? Wouldn't that be nice to know? I am convinced. You know how much faith you have? As much as you need. I'm certain of it. God would not put more on you today than what you can bear. God would not lead you through a circumstance or a challenge where you would need more faith than you've already got. In fact, the old song said, you don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. I'm saying if you just kind of dragged yourself in here and you feel like you've got less faith than anybody else, I declare that you are strong in faith. And whatever you're going through, the focus is not on you, the focus is on Him. And so even if I just have a little measure of faith, the emphasis is not on me, the emphasis is on God. And if I'll just take my little measure and I'll put the focus of my little measure and the hope of my little measure of faith on nothing else but Jesus. Jesus is awesome. That even if I've got small faith, He's still a big God, and He will step in to my circumstance, and with my little bit of faith, He will do a great work. Anybody ever had a healing and it wasn't because you were so spiritual? It's because He's so awesome. Anybody ever had a miracle and you know it wasn't because you had so much faith? He was just so much God. I'm here to tell you, you've got strong faith because you've got a strong God. And if you just put a little faith in a big God, something big is about to happen. Something great. Oh, would you clap your hands and lift your voice as if to say, I've got a measure of faith. I'm putting all of it. Amen. Now, forgive me for this. It just kind of came to me. It can't be from God. I never bet on the horses. Oh, did I hit a nerve there? But if I was going to bet on the horses, I would take everything I could get. That's how I bet on the horses. And I would put all of it on, what's a good name for a horse? What? I'm putting everything I got on Lightning. You make sure you're at the altar today. That wasn't the gifts of the Spirit. It was just a little bit of a trick there just to kind of pull somebody out. That's how I operate, though. If I'm going to bet on a winner, once I get what I think is a winner, I'm betting it all. I'm all in. Everything's going on Lightning today. And here's the thing. Even if I didn't have as much as you had, I would still take everything I have and I put it right there where I know if I put it all there, I'm going to win. I'm trying to tell somebody today, stop judging your faith by those around you or those that we fly in that seem to have so much faith. Why don't you just say, when it comes to Jesus Christ, I may just have a measure of faith, but I'm all in. I may just have a measure of faith, but I'm putting all the faith I have on Jesus Christ, and I guarantee you, you're going to win. You're going to see the blessing. You're going to receive the miracle because it don't take a whole lot. In Matthew chapter 17, we read this testimony of the disciples really messing up real bad. And I have struggled with this, but I feel like there's something we can gain from it that will help us today. Matthew 17 and verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him, to Jesus, a certain man kneeling down and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and off into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. You know what Jesus just said to his disciples? He said, small faith is strong faith. This is a personal example, and I don't want to try to build a theology off of it, but I want to tell you what's happened to me. I have never, ever prayed for somebody. And when I prayed for them, let's say I didn't see the results I thought I would see. When I finished praying for them and I walked away, I have never felt God rebuke me. Look at you. You didn't even have enough faith for that. I've never heard that, never felt that. But you know when I've been rebuked? When I saw a need and I didn't pray. That's when I've been rebuked. When I saw a need and I thought, man, I wish brother so-and-so was here. Because, man, if he come over here, wow, it happened. The miracle would happen. I mean, I better not go into details about the miracle you're one, but no, I'm just saying it would happen. That's when I felt conviction. That's when I felt rebuke. And I don't know, the Bible doesn't give us too many details, but I just have a feeling that when this man brought his boy to the disciples, and when they saw he was so messed up, there was something in them that froze up. And you know, the Bible kind of indicates that at that moment, Jesus was not standing right there with them. And so it's possible that they kind of withdrew. They kind of said, you know, you better wait till the boss gets back. I'm here to tell you, you are never going to fail the Lord simply by saying, all I've got is a little measure of faith. It's just about the size of a grain of mustard seed. But I tell you right now, just because I don't have the faith that he has or he has, devil, get out of my way. I'm going to take my little measure of faith and I'm going to use, I don't have a whole lot, but I'm going to use what I've got. It's just a little bit of faith. It's just a little itsy bitsy tiny weeny drop of faith. But I tell you what, it's not about the size of my faith. It's about the size of my God. In the name of Jesus, receive your blessing. In the name of Jesus, receive your miracle. Why? Because small faith is great faith. Small faith is strong faith when that faith is in God. Oh, would you clap your hands and shout unto God as if to say, I believe my miracle is going to happen today. I believe God is going to use me today. I believe faith. Amen. There's another account of this same story in the book of Mark. And I love it because in the book of Mark, Jesus says to this guy, if you can believe, anything is possible to him that believes. And you know what this guy says to Jesus? Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And sure enough, his little measure of belief outweighed his huge gallon full of unbelief. See, it don't take a whole lot, but you got to use what you got. You would think that when he said, God, I believe, but I got a lot of unbelief, that the Lord would have said, sorry, come back next time. But he didn't say that. When the guy said, I got to be honest with you, Lord, there's some things I just can't believe after what I've been through and the many times I've hoped and I've wanted to see my boy healed and it seems like nothing's happened. I've got a whole gallon here full of unbelief, but I will tell you this, I got just a little measure of belief. And the Lord said, your little measure of belief is strong enough. It is greater than your whole gallon of unbelief, and that's the reason why you're here today. And God would say to you, you are strong in faith. You are strong in faith. You are strong in faith. Amen. Now I know I'm not trying to fool you here. Jesus says to his disciples, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. So I'm not trying to minimize the value of prayer and fasting to increase your faith. In fact, some people believe, and I'm numbered amongst those, that you don't need a lot of prayer and fasting because some devils are harder than other devils. I don't believe that. I think you just need some more prayer and fasting so you can conquer unbelief. Because sometimes your flesh is filled with just enough belief that it freezes you from moving in the spirit. And so you crucify your flesh. You pray and you fast. And what happens? All of a sudden, God doesn't get bigger, but you get a little bit more confident in listening to the voice of God and ignoring the voice of your flesh. And so you see that need. And because you've been praying and fasting, it's a lot easier for you to hear the voice of faith that says your faith is enough. Your little measure is enough. What little faith you got is enough for this miracle to happen today. And so I want you to know, yes, it's true that we each have a measure of faith. And with a little bit of prayer and fasting, we can increase our faith. And I think we should. And dare I say, some of you have been praying and have been fasting. What I love about this story is when that man hears this account, when he needs a miracle right now, he is not the one that the Lord says, well, you should have prayed, you should have fasted. That's what he told his disciples. He didn't say that to the guy with the boy that needed a miracle. In fact, to the guy that needed the miracle, he just healed. He just helped. He just delivered. You know what that means? If you're here today and you say, man, I need a miracle, but I ain't been praying, I ain't been fasting, let me tell you, you are surrounded by some people that have been in prayer, they have been fasting, and so maybe you feel like your faith is not enough. Let me tell you, if you've got a little measure of faith, link it together with one of these that have been praying and fasting, and let God heal you today. Let God provide for you today. Let God bless you today. Let God do the miracle today, because you are strong in faith. You say, in Jesus' name. So we all have a measure of faith. And some of us pray and fast, and it seems like our faith is activated on a greater level. But here's another thing about faith. Romans 10 and verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Some of us, we have a little bit of an increase in faith today because we've heard so much preaching And God has been speaking to us through his word. And we know he can heal anybody. We know he can minister to any need. We know he's an awesome God. And so here you are, and you came with a need today. And there's some crazy guy up there screaming his lungs out. But you know, somewhere through all the craziness, you know what's happening? The word of God is getting inside your soul. And with that word of God, there is faith that is rising. Your little measure of faith is actually increasing, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Just you in here, think about it. All week, you've been hearing about a storm and the world is coming to an end. All week you've been focusing on the fact that your job is not worked out the way you thought God said it would work out. All week you've been focusing on the fact that, man, the sickness the doctors told you about has gotten worse. It hasn't got better. But for the last few minutes, you have heard the preaching of the word of God, and your faith is just a little bit stronger than it was when you got here. I'm here to tell you, you are strong in faith. If you will act upon the word of God, in just a few moments you will come to the altar and say, I'm not coming focused on my sickness, I'm coming focused on Jesus. I'm not coming focused on my job, I'm coming focused on Jesus. And when you get here and you begin to worship, that is your faith. That is your faith. And my goodness, it will be strong enough. Can you say amen? I want to just say a couple more things, because the example that we focus on today is Abraham. And I like the example of Abraham, because Abraham, when he was called of God, he had faith, but he also had some doubts. I like that, because I've got faith, but I've also got some doubts. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Now, in a King James Version, that sounds kind of fancy, but really, what it means is, I don't have a clue where I'm going. That's what it means. You can relate to that, can't you? Do you ever lose your job? I don't have a clue what I'm going to do now. Do you ever find out from the doctor that the situation's gotten worse? I don't know where to turn. I don't know where I'm going. Did you ever pray and fast for unsaved loved ones, and it seemed like they drifted further from you and further from God? I don't know where I'm going. That's Abraham. So let's not be deceived that when he is called the father of the faithful, let's not pretend that he had some 5-gallon bucket full of faith, and man, he just carrying it everywhere, swashing faith around. He couldn't have a doubt or a fear or a care in the world. That's not what it was at all. He just had a measure of faith. The Bible bears this out, because in Genesis 12 and verse number 1, or verse number 2, God says to Abraham, I will make you a great nation. Now listen, that's Genesis 12 and 2. By Genesis 12 and 13, this guy that's heard from God, you're going to be a great nation, he gets so scared for his life that he convinces his wife to lie about who they really are. Sure enough. So I'm telling you, he just had a measure of faith. You read it, Genesis 12, when you get home. Here he gets this great revelation from God, I'm going to do something great in your life. And just 10 or 11 verses later, he says, you know what, baby, we better lie, because we're in trouble here. That's what happened. In Genesis 15, God brings Abraham to a point in his life where he shows him the stars of the sky. And he says, Abraham, that's how your seed is going to be. That's how many kids you're going to have, and grandkids and great grandkids. And you know what he does? By Genesis 16, he's looking over at his wife, who's getting close to 90 years old. And he says, well, if God is going to work this miracle out, I better help him a little bit. And so there's Hagar and Ishmael, all the rest. I'm telling you, he just had a measure of faith. Just a measure. In fact, if you were to read Genesis 17, when God says, Sarah is going to have a baby. Look at what Abraham says. Genesis 17 and verse 17. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. And I love this part. It says, and he said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And then he says to God, verse 18, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. So God gives him a promise. And in his heart, he says, that is crazy. And then he opens his mouth as if God doesn't know what's in his heart. And he says, God, why don't you do it this way? I'm telling you, he just had a little measure of faith. Just a little measure of faith. Just a little measure of faith. You know what? I think sometimes when I've doubted the promises of God, when I've thought, well, God, maybe you can't do it the way I thought you were going to do it. Maybe you can do it some other way. You know, sometimes I feel this sense of judgment from God, as if God would say, you know what? I'm not even going to mess with you anymore because your faith is so small. Your measure of faith is so useless. There's no way I can fulfill my promise in somebody like you. Isn't it interesting that even though Abraham lied, God didn't throw Abraham away? Even though Abraham laughed at the promise of God, God didn't dismiss Abraham and say, well, I'm going to have to go find somebody else. Even though he lied, even though he laughed, he still had a measure of faith. You know why? Because even though he felt like I don't have a clue where I'm going and everything about this doesn't make sense, I tell you what I can do. I can keep walking with the Lord. I can keep obeying God. I can keep doing what he tells me to do. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense, but I have a little measure of faith. And even though I feel like sometimes my faith is not enough, I will obey God. As the musicians come, is there anybody? Don't raise your hand. Don't blurt it out. But is there anybody that can relate to Abraham that somehow you might sit there today and say, God, there are promises you've given me. There are things I've been hoping for. But I got to tell you, Lord, I just feel like my little measure of faith just doesn't measure up. And God would say to you, as he said to Abraham, you are strong in faith. Look at Romans chapter 4 as I close. This is God speaking about Abraham. He says in verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Remember, we just read about that. We just read where Abraham was saying it cannot happen. There's no way. But by the time we get to the New Testament and God looks back on all of that foolishness that Abraham was a part of, it's as though he erased the record of every doubt. He erased the record of every fear. He erased the record of every confusing thought. And he said, you know what? His feelings did not stop him from walking by faith. His questions did not stop him from walking by faith. His fear did not stop him from walking by faith. So God would say, I judged Abraham as strong in faith. Look at verse number 20. Again, God speaking of Abraham. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. You see, I see Abraham lying, and I see Abraham laughing. And if that was me, I don't know. Let me see. Zach, just move over just a little bit. If that was me, and God gave me all those promises. Hey, these are pretty good seats. You got to pay extra for sitting here. These are good seats. I mean, you're far enough back, you can doze off if you want to, but you're close enough that if you like it, you can get right in the middle. I'm kind of tired, Brother Zach. You want to finish this for me? Abraham, if that was me, lying and laughing, I think I would have just laid down here and died. But that's not what Abraham did. You know what he said? You know what? None of this makes sense. And I'm already embarrassed at how I've doubted God. I should have never lied. I should have never laughed. But you know what? The promises of God are not based on me. They're based on God. And so the reason why God could say about Abraham thousands of years later, he staggered not, he was fully persuaded, is because even though Abraham had some doubts, even though he only had a measure of faith, one thing was sure, he didn't stagger. He just kept stepping forward. Okay, God, it doesn't make sense, and I've been useless. My faith hasn't been what it should have been. And sometimes, God, I thought this was all crazy, but I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep obeying. I'm going to keep believing. I'm here to tell somebody today, you are strong in faith. If you can forget about every doubt and every fear, but you could just remember when God gave me that promise for my unsaved family member, that promise was not based on me. That promise was based on God. So I'm not going to stagger. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to make my way to the altar today, and I'm just going to show God my faith. I'm going to worship him and thank him for my miracle. When God promised me that he was going to heal me, when he was going to heal my family member, that promise was not based upon my confidence. That promise was not based upon my spirituality. That promise was based upon God. Even though I've doubted, even though I've been afraid, I'm still walking by faith. I'm still trusting God. I'm not staggering, but I'm coming to the altar today, and I'm saying, elders, get the oil one more time, because you know what? I still believe God, and I'm here to tell you, if all you have is just a little measure of faith, if I were you, I would stand right now and I'd march right up to this altar and I'd say, somebody pray for me, somebody believe with me, because even though I have doubted, even though I have been afraid, even though I've been confused, I still got some faith. I will not stagger, I will not stop, and I'm telling you, you are strong in faith. Oh, would everybody come? Would everybody come right now? Would you come with your need? Would you come with your faith? And would you say, God, maybe I have doubted. Maybe there's times it didn't make sense. Maybe sometimes I felt like my measure of faith wasn't a whole lot. But God, I've got strong faith today that I'll receive my miracle right now. I'll receive my blessing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, please, 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 please come quickly. Please come quickly. Please come quickly. Please come quickly. We're not going to take a lot of time here. We're not going to take a lot of time here. But we're going to believe the Lord for a miracle right now. A miracle right now. A miracle right now. Everybody in the building. Everybody in the building. Whatever you need from God, I want you to raise your hands right now and begin to worship him for the miracle that he's promised you. Whatever you need from God, I want you to begin to worship him and thank him for the miracle he's promised you.
And those of you that have the faith of God right now, those of you that know how to pray the prayer of faith right now, would you speak a word of faith over this audience? Would you speak a word of faith over individuals in particular by the authority of the word of God and by the power that is in the name of Jesus? Receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. Receive your miracle right now in Jesus' name. Receive your deliverance right now in Jesus' name. Receive your provision right now in Jesus' name. I rebuke every doubt. I rebuke every doubt. I rebuke every doubt in Jesus' name. Now go ahead. Go ahead and worship him. Go ahead and thank him. Come on. Come on. I need some people of faith. I need some people of faith to act in faith right now. To move in faith right now.
Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I see,
praying for others. Speak the word of faith. Those of you that are ministering to others, speak a word of faith right now. Speak a word of faith right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Faith is strong. You are strong in faith. You are strong in faith. You are strong in faith.